This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind, Monday edition. We're about ready to say adios, stick a fork in October. Halloween is tomorrow, my friend. So, yeah, October is done. November will be here on Wednesday. Looks like, and I know we got friends out west that are digging out a lot more snow than our friends in the east and our What's On Your Mind broadcast neighborhood. But, yeah, I saw some pictures from Williston, buddy in Minot. And they had the snowplows are getting the early season workout. I even had one buddy he's a big snowmobiler that lives in Fargo, Moorhead. He busted out to get a little ride, a little ditch banging in when they were last week when that hit. We've got this hour. We're gonna a little later on. We're gonna talk to Lannon Alex. Lannon Alex is the chapter president at NDSU for Turning Point USA, which is Charlie Kirk's organization. They got Brandon Tatum coming to NDSU. Officer Tatum. If you don't know about Brandon Tatum, find out who he is and follow him. Listen to his podcast. He's amazing. Shoot a text 701-237-1590. We've got some open phone time here to the bottom of the hour, so let's go. It's a shot of, it's a graphic, the picture is half Barack Obama, half Joe Biden. It says, Destroying America. Again, same circus, just a different clown. I think it's the same set of clowns. I'm certain that Joe Biden isn't making many decisions besides, I don't think Joe Biden makes any decisions. I don't think he makes any. I mean, if I was in that position, what am I doing? He makes a decision when he's tired. He makes a decision, I'm going to go to bed. Probably he gets to pick from the menu what he wants to eat. You know, things like that. But I don't think he gets to pick out what he's wearing. He's certainly not writing what he's saying. Other than when he's at the beach. Which I'm sure then is why I hope they don't bust us. Texts here. To the warmongers like Lindsey Graham and Mitt Romney, grab your weapon. You first. We'll follow. That'll end the tough talk. Talking tough and spending money we don't have for unnecessary wars does not make you tough. Tough talking, Lindsey, makes you the ultimate coward. He's clearly look where he's from. The Carolina. I mean, look where Nikki Haley's another one. That cheer on war. And never, ever once, in the same breath that we talk about any of this, we need to be talking about, and we're working hard to get X and Y to the negotiating table. That's what Donald Trump will do, too. Like him or hate him. The art of the deal will prevail. He will get a deal done. With this, you know, he wants people to stop dying. Boy, in the military, the defense, then they don't like that. Now, that's not a thing they're fond of. They like these things. That's how they make their money. Kevin, have you ever noticed all politicians, when they are being interviewed, always say they are hard at work? They are working day and night on issues. When a person has to tell you how hard they are working, they're usually sandbaggers. I don't know how they can claim they work so hard with all the weeks they get off. Pretty sweet gig. If you can stand the fact that 3/4 of the people think politicians are the same as the lowest form of life on earth. You know, the more I watch this and have really, really gotten into the process in the last 10 years of my limited time here on God's green earth, they don't want to, they're like hamsters on a wheel. Okay. That I always call it, it's like competitive tic-tac-toe. Man, they're playing. They got the lights. They got the cameras going. They got a big tic-tac-toe table, and they're playing. They're making big drama, big deals about different moves they're making on that 9-square board. X. Oh, what's O going to do now? What's he going to do? We got to watch. Let's see. Let's wait. Oh, went there. Oh, he went in the middle. okay, now, and it's just this, oh, and we're in another tie. All right, we'll be back after this. And they take the break and they come back and do the same thing. Am I wrong on that? I don't know. Weigh in on whatever's on your mind. That's what's on your mind. Crystal in Fargo talking about Mike Pence, I guess, about pulling out of the race, huh? Crystal, what's up?
Yeah. Yes, over the weekend there was an event called the Republican Jewish Coalition.
Yep.
And many of the current candidates running were there. And I watched on C-SPAN. So Mike Pence said that was when he was stepping aside from running for president. Which brings to mind that there is going to be a debate coming up. He hadn't qualified for it, neither with the required donations from people or the poll numbers. And our own governor, right, Doug Burgum, is on borderline because all he needs now is just a little pump up of the poll numbers.
Yep.
But in spite of that, he's been talking about the fact that there's 60% of the Republicans that want somebody else other than former President Trump. And I'm one of them because I think we need proven solutions, not going back with stuff that either didn't work or was tried and he did good things. But I think right now we need a fresh face. We need to look to the future. We need to have solutions that have worked here in North Dakota to help business thrive, to help pretty much run our state. We've done very well with a mixture of Democrats as well as Republicans all working together to make our state good. One of your text guys was kind of belittling the military experience for many of the politicians, but Governor Nikki Haley, past Governor Haley, her husband's in military right now, and he's on deployment.
Yep.
And Governor DeSantis has also served in the military. So there's many of them who do speak from experience. Have been in the military, have families in the military. One of the other reasons that governors work well is because if you look at the state as a experiment, there's 50 different experiments.
Right.
And which ones of our state are thriving? Gavin Newsom should have stayed home and fixed the problems in San Francisco. His economy is in the tank. The people are leaving the state because it's become lousy.
Exactly.
I can't remember the last time I was in California. But that's
leaving. Yeah. No, Crystal, I think you're spot on. You know, and I get that about Trump. In one breath, I get the hits that he takes. In another breath, I don't know that any of the people in the field have the ability like the bull in the china shop that guy has, though. And he knows where the bodies are buried, kind of thing. You know, so I totally get it. I absolutely get it.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin. Nikki Haley's got foreign policy experience working at the United Nations, and she herself had talked about seeing the tunnels in Gaza.
Oh, yeah.
She herself has said she looked at the books that these students are learning about when the Palestinian schools kill five. If you have six Jews and you kill four, how many Jews do you have left? That's a horrible way to teach kids anything. You're perpetuating that.
Absolutely.
Hatred.
Yeah, that's why I think that, well, on that, you bet, Crystal. Yeah. And on that topic, I think that's why the majority of the Arab world don't want the Palestinians in their country. They're not taking them. Egypt won't take them. I mean, that says something. All right. There you go. There goes the great Crystal. Good points, Crystal. All of them. Yeah. You know, my thing is that the process is playing out. I want two things to happen. I want the primary process to play out for the Republicans, and I'd like the process to play out for the Democrats, because I just think Joe Biden should call the game here sooner than later, because he knows it, you know it, I know it, and he's not running. He's not going to be the guy. They should just get on with it and quit this drama, because you cannot field that team. I've always said that as a coach and a guy that really, really loves sports a lot. And by the way, we're going to talk the Viking quarterback dilemma just real quick here with Big Game James after the next break in the next segment, before we talk to Landon Alex at NDSU about Brandon Tatum coming to town. But yeah, we got more texts in. 701-237-1590. What are they going to do about the border? 100, yeah, the military-aged males. We're talking hundreds of thousands of them, maybe even into the millions. I don't know. I don't. That's the only story, really, that is going to affect, well, besides who's going to take the boot off the neck of our domestic energy production, of our economy, who's going to get a hold of the and get a control of this border, because I guess what really has me in the back of my mind, I mentioned it earlier too, one thing was it really made it tough to sleep. I watched Sound of Freedom on Saturday morning, and it made it really hard to not think about that all weekend and still not think about what's going on because of our open border. There are children in vans and shipping containers and basements and cells on our turf right now that these people, and I'm not going to say this administration and the people that are running it are absolutely wanting to happen. So my question is, what's next? You know, now what? What's next? And if this continues, we got to put up with this for another year, so buckle up, Buttercup.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hey, it's Scott Hanlon. Mike Lindell is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It doesn't dry you off? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. This six-piece set has 100% long staple cotton. It's a combed ring-spun cotton that makes the towel softer and more absorbent than ever. Towels that actually dry you off. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $29.98 with the promo code SCOTT. Go to MyPillow.com/SCOTT right now and get this great deal. To receive this amazing offer, just $29.98 on the six-piece towel set. Go to MyPillow.com/SCOTT. Enter the promo code SCOTT or tell them when you call 800-506-9028. You're using the promo code SCOTT for a great deal on towels that actually dry you off from MyPillow.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What's on your mind? I'd like to dedicate that bumper song to Joe Biden's approval rating. And the Kamala Harris approval rating, too. Free falling. Yeah, they left me alone here. What can I tell you? Welcome back. It's What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennon. We are here to always elevate and cheer on our friends, our dear friends, and those that make Hospice of the Red River Valley happen. If you're not familiar with hospice and what they do, they are simply angels on earth. If you are dealing with a terminal illness, living with one family member, been there, done that. Hospice was not around when my mom was going through her cancer battle in the day, but boy, I have seen them in action with friends and family, and it's really overwhelming. If you've been in that position or you know someone that is maybe entering that kind of that deal, please reach out. They live to serve, live to help. They have the best, I mean, all the quality of life things that you want and with dignity that are possible. They've been doing it for over 40 years. Physical, emotional, spiritual, end-of-life care, grief counseling, support after if you lose someone. Hospice, one of my faves. Love them so much. HRRV.org, HRRV.org. And kudos to Chrissy and Jess and buddy Justin and all the crew that pulled off Oli's ride this year. I think it was north of 20 grand that they raised for hospice. It was pretty exciting. Back in August, another one coming up. Yeah, Oli's Ride 24 will be next August. 22 past the hour. I'm going to catch up on a couple of texts here. We got John in Fargo on Gaza and the border. Let's grab John. Don't keep him on hold. John, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to stir the water for you, Kevin. And my comments probably won't be received well by some people. But I'm going to tell you how I looked at the Palestine crisis. They bring it upon themselves, okay, with their teachings, with their dancing in the streets following 9/11. With their attitude that, a lot of them have the attitude that once the Jew is taken out, we're going to move on to Christians. That's their mindset in that country, and I have absolutely zero sympathy for them, nor do I have sympathy for our own protesters in our streets who cheered with glee at the death of the people of Israel a few weeks ago. And the way I view it, you're an enemy combatant, you get what you deserve. And the border is getting to be the same way. I look at you as an invader of my country. And invaders, how do we deal with invaders? We deal with them swift and sure. And
not anymore. Apparently, we give them a cell phone and a plane ticket, brother. It's like, wait, what?
Not my world. Not my world. I give you a chunk of lead to chew on.
But yeah, I'll give you an escort to the gate.
Well, what happens if you and I wanted to go into China and just walk across the border, Kevin?
What happens if you and I
go across the border of Mexico and just walk in there? If I walk across the border into Canada? Now, Canada's a little nicer. That's part of our problem. We've gotten to be too nice. At a certain point, people cannot look back at World War II and look at what we had to do to get the mission accomplished, to end the mindset, to just put the hate to rest once and for all. It was a dirty job, but we got it done.
Yeah, agree. I've talked to more than one friend that's been deployed more than once to that part of the world, dealt with a lot of, Islamic jihadists. Jihad is literally, the definition is religious war. Wars are fought over two things, religion or real estate, throughout the history of man. And this one has been going on for, eons. And I hear you. You talk about it. It's like, and they think this is a war on, or this is some sort of an attack on Jewish people. It's not. As soon as they eradicate all the Jews that from the planet, they want to eradicate all the Christians. It's like, well, where are the Hindus and the Buddhas on there? I mean, the Buddhists, they got to be lower on the list, but they're on the list too.
And this is where I look at it. When you come into my country and you your mindset is my Jewish friends are now in fear of attack on their own lives.
Yeah, exactly.
The way I look at it is
not
you
happening.
Should be in fear of an attack on your life for that statement.
No, we will not put up with that again here. No question. John, appreciate you, brother. Have a good one.
See ya.
There you go. Yeah, 701-271-1100. That's what worries me. I mean, and what we're at the core, what we're talking about here, Sebastian Gorka talks about, so many people talk about it, is radical Islam, is the thought that, I mean, and you got to deal when you're dealing with the Taliban, you're dealing with ISIS, you're dealing with Hamas, you're dealing with Hezbollah. These are all different factions of the same, and the playbook is the Quran, the Prophet Muhammad. I mean, if you don't know who we're dealing with, and you really, I mean, want to look at the, and the call them fundamentalists, call them militants, call them whatever you want, but the people that believe to the word of that, to the syllable of that book, of that writing, and if as Christians we believed to the word, to the syllable of the Bible, well, there'd be stonings and all sorts of things going on, but you know. That's not how it works. Not to these folks. Not at all. They are serious in their mission. They are committed. They are funded. Don't think for a second they're not funded. Because, oh, look, we sent 100 million or something there and 6 billion. Oh, did they freeze that? I didn't see if they froze that. So anyway, yeah, 701-271-1100 if you want to, hit the text, 701-237-1590. Text says, just so you know, it's Trump's 14th Amendment lawsuit in Colorado today. I saw that. Chris, did you see anything on that?
Yep.
To get him off the ballot, right?
Yeah, so it's happening in a courtroom in Denver, and what they are challenging, there was a lawsuit filed last month by 6 voters in Colorado that argues that Trump is ineligible to hold office under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, of course. All going back to J6.
Yeah, yeah. I get the email from Jay Sekulow, who I believe he was, or his brother was part of the White House counsel, from the ACLJ. The radical left is desperately trying to ban Trump, President Trump, from the ballot. They're going to be in court all week to fight back. Colorado, they say, is quickly becoming ground zero in the fight to defend your right to vote. Lawsuits have been filed in a dozen states seeking to disqualify President Trump from the ballot, grossly misusing the 14th Amendment to accomplish their devious goal. How about that? And today is the first case in Colorado going to trial. So, yeah, and they want to, is it the end of the insurrection thing? The January 6th, he's an insurrectionist. He said peacefully, let your voices be heard. And by the way, if they would release all the video, and maybe Mike Johnson will do that, all the video from January 6th, all of it, not just the stuff he gave Tucker, not just stuff that he got access to, all of it, every camera, let's see every, and so then we can talk about the other deal. Till then, not so much. All right, we'll get a break in here. Brandon Tatum is coming to our part of the neighborhood. Going to be at NDSU. Landon Alex, who's the president of the chapter for Turning Point USA at the Bison campus, is going to join us next. Hear about that visit coming up.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
U.S.
USA News Update. Vice President Kamala Harris told CBS's 60 Minutes that the U.S. has no intention of sending troops to Gaza. She said the Biden administration supports Israel's right to defend itself, but also said Palestinians deserve equal measures of safety and security. The United Auto Workers Union growing its strike against GM. Shortly after the union announced a tentative deal with Stellantis over the weekend, the UAW said it will order roughly 4,000 workers to walk out of GM's Spring Hill assembly plant in Tennessee. The weekend before Halloween and during several mass shootings in U.S. cities that left at least 11 people dead and 76 injured. Long lines, rising sales, and crowded stores have been a scene at gun shops throughout Maine since Thursday, when stores opened for the first time since a mass shooting in Lewiston. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Monday, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. My name is Kevin Flynn, hanging out for Scott Hennin today and tomorrow, and I think and super producer Chris Larson. We hanging out Friday together too. I think we're hanging out Friday too, aren't we? He's got kind of a weird week this week. Scott does.
Yep, it's you, me, and all of our friends today,
yeah.
Tomorrow, and then I think our friend Justin's going to join you on Friday.
Justin is on Friday, yeah. He said, let me see if I can get NewsHound Nate to take a couple hours off and come over. NewsHound Nate, my buddy Nate, is like the most dialed-in guy on a couple of them. One of them is the Ukraine thing. He's got friends that have been there, friends that are there, dialed into a lot of the reasons that, you know, and the Burisma thing really goes, you know, this guy that was the former head of the CIA ended up being the CEO of Burisma. When they started uncovering all this stuff with Biden and the whole cabal that he had working, man, it's going to be unbelievable. Let's see here. So if you want to reach out, 701-237-1590 is our text line. I want to catch up on text, but we'll do that because I don't want to keep Landon waiting. If you want to give us a call, 701-271-1100, or if you want to leave an email, studio@flagfamily.com. Landon Alex is back the main man for the NDSU chapter for Turning Point USA, which we're big fans of. I just saw a video where Charlie was, weekend ago, where I don't know if he was there, but there was a bit of a dust-up, and I would imagine, Landon, you don't see that as much with events that you do at NDSU. I would imagine we're a little more Midwest common sense based here, or am I wrong? How are you?
Definitely not as much of that, like, pushback you see at NDSU. I know with our Candace Owens event, we had quite a few protesters there, and they ended up pulling the fire alarm while she was speaking. But overall, I think it's a lot better than a lot of the other universities around the country.
My thing is, you know, we just have to, you know, come on, guys. Let's, first of all, when you have they talk about having a conversation, everybody gets so mad, so angry, you know what I'm saying? And here's a lesson from Uncle Kev for you, Landon. The art of negotiation, you know what the number one rule in the art of negotiation is?
What's that?
Anger is the enemy. Anger, if you bring your anger and your temper to a meeting or to a negotiation, you've lost already. So by, you know, being so angry at all this, all these things, I'm so mad that, you know, I'm actively victimized that Candace Owens is on campus. You know, we've got to talk about, well, first of all, why are you actively victimized? For goodness sakes, it's a person talking about things that maybe if you listened to and you gave 10 seconds to and actually tried to open your mind a little bit, you might like Brandon Tatum coming, you might learn something, which to me is the key to anything. Leave your temper at the door, and without that, then what do you have? You got to survive on your argument, right?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, tell us about the event. When's Brandon coming? By the way, I'm a big fan of Officer Tatum. Follow his podcast. He and Candace Owens they're on the same team with the Blexit movement that they've got going too. What are the details?
Yeah, so we have Brandon Tatum coming for the semester for our keynote speaker. He's going to come and speak on this Thursday, actually, at 7 o'clock. So.
And tickets, let's talk about details, all the when, why, how, what, you know.
Yeah, so it's at the ballroom in the Union. It's in the same place as Candace Owens spoke last year, so okay. It's going to be pretty similar to how that worked. Tickets are free. It's open to the public. Anyone is welcome to come and see the event. We do ask that you get a ticket just so that we can make sure we have seats for everyone that shows up. You can find the tickets. The easiest way is probably going to be through our Turning Point USA chapter Instagram. We have the link to the tickets right in our bio. I think the only other way to find them or get to them would be to search for it through the Turning Point USA events page, but it'll probably be quicker just to find it through our Instagram profile.
Yeah, he's got a former NFL, and then decided to get into law enforcement. He's got an amazing story. And although he's a U of A guy, I was an ASU guy when I lived in Arizona. But he's worth following. If you don't follow him and listen to his podcast, you'll see him on like Facebook Reels or Instagram all the time with clips of him talking about what he talks about. But what do you expect from him as far as his presentation? What is he going to talk about? Obviously, race, I would imagine, brings a bit of his lecture.
Right, yeah. The name of the event is Call Me American. So I think he's going to kind of talk about, like, what it means to be American. He's going to talk about, like, how race plays into that. And we asked him to kind of speak on, like, his experience as a police officer, too, especially with everything that happened this summer with the Fargo Police Department. So hopefully he's going to touch on that. And we kind of want it to be a pro-blue event, so...
Yeah, there you go. Again, the date is Thursday. This coming?
Yep, this coming Thursday, November 2nd.
Okay, and again, the best place to get the tickets?
Best place, easiest place would probably be through our Turning Point NDSU Instagram page. They're linked right in the bio.
Oh, perfect. All right, my friend, how's everything else going for you guys? How's school going?
It's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. the chapter's been growing a lot. We have about 30 to 35 people showing up to our meetings each week. So, yeah, we're growing like crazy.
All right. Well, keep up the great work. I know there was my son's a sophomore. They had some fun on over Halloween weekend at NDSU. They know that college knows how to have a good time, too. So
yeah. Yep.
All right. Be well, and we'll chat soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you. Have a good one.
You bet. Landon Alex. The Turning Point USA president chapter at NDSU. They are going to welcome Brandon Tatum. And if you go to theofficertatum.com, theofficertatum.com, you can find out about his books, his podcast, things he works on. He's a great guy. The Officer Tatum Show, wherever you get your podcasts, The Officer Tatum Show. Follow him. I just realized I'm gonna have to rearrange my Thursday because I want to go see him.
Well, and Kevin, if you guys are looking for tickets right now, I just put the link up on our Facebook page, on the What's on Your Mind Facebook page, to the Turning Point USA website for tickets for Brandon Tatum.
All right. Yeah. Like I said, if you don't know him or of him, please follow him because he's amazing. And I was talking to Landon a bit about the, the number one rule in negotiation is anger is the enemy. Studied martial arts for a lot of years. If you let your temper get a hold of you, you lose. If you let your anger get a hold of you, you lose. If you let your emotions get a hold of you, you lose. That's what I love about Mike Johnson right now, the new speaker. I don't see him. I just see him as a steady, just, you know, I think it would take a lot to get him pissed off. You know what I'm saying? If you look at the guy.
For sure.
And that's the problem. If the left, if these people that are screaming about climate and screaming about abortion or screaming about, you know, whatever, if you take the scream out of them, if you take the anger out of them, if you take the, and you ask them to, hey, answer the question now. You know, and that's what happens when Candace Owens or Charlie Kirk or, you know, Brandon Tatum show up somewhere and they get in these conversations. I see it all the time in these Charlie Kirk videos. About three questions in, it's like crickets. Because if you can't yell and scream and carry on and be angry, there isn't any content there. There isn't any real, you know, any real world weight to what they're talking about most times. So when you take the anger out of it, it's a lot of yelling.
And then you got Jen Psaki bashing Mike Johnson in her show yesterday for being a religious fundamentalist.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah,
you're going to talk about him being a religious fundamentalist, but not the jihadists that are rearing their ugly head in the world in the Middle East again now. You're going to talk about that, Jen? All right, a couple of texts. The problem with Crystal's theory is she said Trump's ideas didn't work. Name one. Nikki wants to go to war. I don't hear Trump talking about going to war. That's true. I believe that Trump is still the best bull for the China shop. That's the way I'm putting it. I wonder how many people besides me started singing the Jimmy Fallon parody when you played Free Fallin'. Oh, yeah. He keeps falling. Yeah, the Biden song that he did. Yeah, have you heard that one, Chris?
I have not. Fallon's
got a good one. Yeah, it's called He Keeps Falling to Free Fallin'. Biden can't drop out this early. Keeps Kamala out of the race. They have to wait until the last minute to put Newsom forward as the nominee. Newsom can't debate his California policies and record. He would get destroyed on stage. Well, here's the thing. Biden won't drop out. He's just going to announce that he's not going to run again. So he's going to, who knows with his health what happens. He's got a year to go. But that would mean we put up with another year of everything we're putting up with. But he says, I'm not running again. I've decided my family, but it's time to retire. Time to set aside and let somebody else, younger, blah, blah, blah. So then does the Democratic primary process kick in, or is Kamala the one? Here we go. Trump lays out his plan, Texter says. Trump served our country with strength through peace. The world was afraid of his test his ability. Yeah, he's a businessman, not a politician. Yes, 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 not bought and paid for. He's an American first, yes. Who could put up with all the crap they're throwing at him and plow forward like Trump does? I totally agree. He's a beast. He lays out the plan at every rally, every event he speaks at, with standing room only. When he gets back to the White House, yep, he will continue his policies and directives from the White House for the rigged election. I saw him in Rapid City. I know exactly what he says. I love every word of it. Why would the deep state not want Joe Biden? Why would the deep state not Joe Biden to run? They control every move Joe makes except they have their front man. Why change? I don't think he's capable. I think Bernie is, he can't even, it's like he's not even, he just can't do it. So I just don't think they could cheat that much. So they've got a position, somebody young, somebody slick, somebody ready to get the job done for the American people. The American people need Gavin Newsom. Biden is not eligible to run again as he is guilty of treason, bribery, and not mentally competent. His name should not be allowed on the ballot. Well, I agree. But tell that to the. One Nation with Brian Kilmeade, very good. The award. Oh, the award for best radio host is Cal. Well, thank you for that. You and me and Brian Kilmeade. Also, I'll give it to you. Thank you so much for that. Thanks for all the kind words. They try to pass this taking Trump off the ballot thing. Screw the appeals and BS. Due to them. what they should have done after the 2020 election. But yeah, there's a long text here, but it ends with, they are not our owners. Got to figure it out. All right, wrap it up coming up.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seemed to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Welcome back. This is What's on Your Mind. Scott Henin off today. Kevin Flynn sitting in with super producer Chris Larson. It's Monday. Really acting like Halloween Eve today, the end of October. Although to have that much snow, especially in the western part of our neighborhood that early, is a little shot in the chops, as my little shot to the chops, as my dad would say. And to fire up the snowblower maybe a little earlier, but so we're going to get a reprieve here for a few days anyway. Hey, we're coming to you from the PetroServe USA studios. PetroServe USA across the neighborhood, always fighting for the greatest gas prices they can get you. Always have those lunch specials, and take them to go and it's scratch cooking. Are you kidding me? Really good, especially the Swedish meatballs. And they're hiring. More at PetroServeUSA.com. Click on careers. Also brought to you by our friends at Pucklich Valley City, Pucklich Chevrolet. It's truck season. They have got, still, you know, they're talking about the rates going up all the time. They've got some 0% money plus a $1,000 cash allowance for some for well-qualified buyers for a number of rigs, including the new Silverado 1500 crew cab, the RST. So there's a number of great rates down there. I mean, obviously well-qualified buyers down to, I mean, and then they've got like tax, federal tax credits for the EVs that they've got. Great rates on the new Sierras. I mean, and if you want to build it all from your dining room table, you can do it right at the website. Schedule service, build your rig, price it out, check out the pre-owned inventory at PucklichValleyCity.com, and it's P-U-K-L-I-C-H. P-U-K-L-I-C-H, ValleyCity.com. They say, you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main and Valley. 9 away from the top of the hour. We're getting ready to wrap things up here. Put a fork in this bad boy on what's on your mind. Another text in. They will wait until April or May to pull Biden. DNC leadership and superdelegates will convene and appoint another candidate. My guess is Whitmer from Michigan. They think they pull him from the game. Like he resigns the presidency. Man, that would be something, huh? I mean, you better have extra butter for the popcorn.
Yeah, and then put Whitmer in there? Oh
boy. That would be not good. It says here, I can't help but realize that we likely wouldn't have a lot of these problems if they, never Trumpers, rhinos, and political judges hadn't cheated Trump out of his reelection. Probably not. Well, look on the road. I hate to be the, well, look where we, what we would be. Look what would have happened. Look what could have, you know, would have, could have, should have. But imagine 3 years of continued border wall construction, 3 years of continued better trade deals for the country, 3 years of continued energy independence and net exporting for the country. We would probably by now have an LNG pipeline to the Pacific, to the, you know, to the West Coast, because he would have somehow got Oregon, Washington, or California to pound sand and got us selling our liquid natural gas, which Burgum talks about all the time. That's one thing about North Dakota and being a Minnesota resident. I mean, we have our own assets and our own, you know, our own thing. I mean, look at the Iron Range. We have some of the best iron ore, the Iron Range, rare earth minerals. But the eco-terrorists in Minnesota don't even think about mining them. Don't even think about getting the range back to where the range needs to be, just booming with jobs. And, yeah, you know, they got to get it. But look what they do in China. But that's where we have it. That's what Minnesota has. Minnesota has an abundance of timber, things like that. But North Dakota, man. Talk about, you know, talking about having the energy game with what's up with the Bakken and the liquid natural gas and the fact that, and that's the biggest thing to me Burgum makes, biggest point he makes about the whole Green Deal. It's like we have more liquid natural gas ready to be sold to every country in Southeast and Southern Asia. They'll buy it all, yet California, Washington and Oregon cannot have a pipeline with that stuff going across our state because, you know, a bird could die or something. it's mind-boggling to me. So, that would wear, you know, 3 years of Trump again. The problem that he's going to face is not only, I mean, he just can't pick up where he left off. He has to fix everything that's been broken to the point of, you know, almost no return. And then focusing on, I mean, how do you deal with 10, if it goes for another year, probably, what would you guess, Chris, 15 million people?
Oh, at
15
least.
Million people. Trump made a comment about that. It's more than the population of New York, the entire state. Come on. Are you kidding? A couple more texts here, then we got to wrap it up. Someone asked about how getting tickets for the Brandon Tatum thing if they don't have an Instagram account. You can go to our Facebook page, right, Chris?
Yep.
The What's on Your Mind?
Facebook page, yep.
Yeah, What's on Your Mind Facebook page. There's a link there to get them. And it's through the Turning Point USA. There we go. I just shot there. Chris, there you go. Chris just answered. I just saw you. Texted him back. Perfect. All right. So, yeah, you can go through Turning Point USA.
Or you can text us at 237-1590, and I'll shoot you the link.
Yeah, there you go. Main man Chris will take care of you. All right. Geez, put a fork in this bad boy. We're done already. Thanks for all the calls and texts. A ton of them. Appreciate it. All the kind words. You and I are going to be back together tomorrow because Scott's off tomorrow, too. So we'll do it again tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. And again, thanks to Atlanta and Alex for being on with us. Thanks to Jonathan Savage from Fox News Radio. As that drama continues to unfold, we'll keep you updated as we get to it tomorrow.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
And I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the life of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Check mix are 99 cents. King size candy bars $1.39. And Pop Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. PetroServe USA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.